today I want to talk to you from the power of God's grace. The power of God's grace. As you know, this is the month of God's grace, experiencing God's grace. All of our sermons are oriented, especially in the English service, around that. And for this morning's passage, let's come to Romans chapter 5 and verse 2. Romans chapter 5 and verse 2. We'll read 1 and 2. Can you rise up to our feet and in reverence of God's word? It's always good that we respect God's word. This is an act which is being credited in your account, and the word of God is spoken. It's always wonderful that we do it together. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Father, we thank you. Your name is greater than any other name, every other name. And your word you have exalted above the heavens. We thank you for your mercies, O God. Hallelujah. As we meditate on your word, as we declare, as we decree, as we proclaim, let the word take root in our lives, and we will have the fruit which you have ordained for this word to produce. Like how you were with us in the Hindi service, in the Tamil service, talking to us from various parts of the scripture. Holy Spirit, this is your ground. Talk to your people. Change us and mold us and melt us. We ask you for your grace and mercies. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people said, amen, amen. You may be seated. By whom, verse 5, chapter 5 and verse 2, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Verse 1 says, justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Being at peace with God is very important. Being at peace with God, because we are justified by our faith. Why do we need justification? Confession of your sins, seeing where we have gone wrong. Otherwise, our hearts are going to be hardened. How many of you know that you have some of the most wickedest of hearts? No, hallelujah, come on. You thought it's fair and lovely. Fair and lovely only on your face. Inside, you have to be fair and lovely. You have to stand before God's word. For out of the abundance of heart, mouth speaks. Friends, relying on God is faith. Trusting in God is faith. And that's why we praise and worship the Lord. Why we are still telling, like how we sang today, find rest my soul in Christ alone. We are speaking to ourselves and we are leaning ourselves on God. And then God also says, okay, this guy is catching on to me, I will also catch on to him. Some people, how much the worship leader says, clap, I lift your hands, I You should go to that yoga camp and sit there, best place. Church service is not your place. If you come to the house of the Lord, you are coming to trust. You're coming to rely. You're coming to put your hope once again in the Lord. And you're back week after week. We are back in the presence of the Lord. Don't think you can do it all alone. You can do it. You can't do it. But with God, we can do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So, we stand in faith. We rely in Him. We trust in Him. Let me read, by whom we have access by faith. See, we have learned the opposite, correct? Grace. What is grace? License to sin, that's all. That part I think I cleared. License to sin, undeserving gift of God. That's what we have always. Now, if this says, by also we have access by faith into.
So is it grace coming to us or we going to grace? Tell me, you know English? That's why I hope you're sitting in English service. What does that mean? Starry man. For all of us, he's starry man. Get that? By whom we have access by faith into
grace.
So grace is that realm which God has for us. Brother, how are you doing? By the grace of God, I'm fine. He said that, I'm fine by the grace of God. But this fellow will have nothing to do with grace of God. The faith puts you into grace. Paul has always been specific. You can tweet it. How many of you are on Twitter? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're following me, brother? Just a Christy. Only Facebook. You have to be there. Follow me there. I'm very active. You can catch me there. So, by faith we go into grace. It is not our doings. Yes, it's not our doings. Like if you go to, some people want to get baptized only in the Jordan River in Israel, it will never happen. And if it happens, your salvation is duplicate. You have all the facilities here, but you are not doing that, but you want to go there. Why? Because your faith is not experienced. So by faith, we stand in this realm of God. What is grace? It's the realm of God. Now these are tweetable, that's what I'm telling. I wish there will be some 50 people who are in Twitter who will say, Pastor Ashley Shiba, at Ashley Shiba. Please put it to the world, that's all. What is it? You're not very inactive. Lord, in Jesus' name, you're coming out of your dormancy. All others are laughing. You're also coming out. Priya is coming out. I will not come. Joseph will come out of dormancy. Be active, friends. By faith, we have access to the realm of God, to the goodness of God, to the kindness of God, to the healing of God. How?
By faith,
you have access into the grace of God. Grace is not undeserved. It's like your grace mark. 38 mark you got, 40 marks is grace mark, 2 marking. God is not that sort of market. Hallelujah. Grace is, you come into my place, you come into my realm, I'm ready to give you access. I'm not angry with you, I'm at peace with you because I have sent my son Jesus to die for you on the cross. Now you do that thing. You speed out. You say, Jesus, you're all that I have. Jesus, you're all that is in me. I need you. That is faith. And you can say grace. Amen. And it's a beautiful world of grace. Hallelujah. Yeah. How many of you understand what I'm telling? Yeah. Hallelujah. Inside the realm of grace, no mosquito bites. Inside the realm of grace, there is no irritating worms and virus. Hallelujah. Inside grace, it's all gone. Hallelujah. Somebody said, by faith I'm into grace. By faith I'm into grace. By faith I'm leading, I'm trusting, I'm praising and worshipping, I'm offering, I'm giving my tithe, I am coming and actively participating in the church activities. Why? That is faith. By faith, you are into? You got it?
Yes.
Let nobody corrupt your mind. Grace is not the undeserved gift of God as if he's been supportive. That's what we have learned all this. I have learned it myself. Grace is undeserved gift of God. One definition is yes, it can be one definition. But always when Paul talks about grace, it's always your faith is connected to God's grace. And faith without works is dead. These fellows who do not know anything about the scripture, take one verse and just, what they do, twist. One big preacher said in the media, any branch that does not bear fruit, I will cut. That's what it says in John chapter 15. Immediately he is going, the Greek is not cut, just bear you up. Means, when you are being fruitless also, he will bear you up, it seems. When you hear that, don't say praise the Lord. Immediately give the offering if you want, otherwise go. Wrong doctrines can give you
no access to grace. Grace is only by faith. Faith comes from within you. Faith is seeing Jesus. Faith is giving your life to Jesus. Faith revolves around Jesus. And you have access to the whole grace of God. And today I'm going to talk to you 7 things that grace doesn't do. Are you ready for this? You're ready for this? Hallelujah. I'm talking to you from scriptures. So number 1, by grace we are saved. Ephesians 2:5 and verse 8. Even when we were dead in sins, had quickened us together with Christ. Hallelujah. You know, we were dead in sins. Were you all here when Christ was dead? We were not there. But what the Bible says, why we were dead in our sins. We were not even in our mother's womb, but we were there. Our spirits, before God gave it and made it into a body and sent it into Uniyamuthur in... something beautiful than that. Okay. And sent you and put you inside there. We were dead in sins. But what does God say here? Even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. Which means, He knew before the foundations of the world that there is a sister called Christy. There is a daughter called Christy. She's going to be quickened together when Christ rose from the dead. Amen. Hallelujah! Amen. When did your quickening happen, you know? When Christ rose from the dead. Somebody quickened. Behave as you are quickened. You know what is quickening? What is quickening? Sitting like this, adorning. Holy Baba, Holy Baba. Hallelujah. If you are quickened together with Christ, show some quickening in the house of the Lord and say, thank you, Jesus. I am quickened together with you. I am quickened. I am no more dead in my sins. I am alive with Christ. By grace, I am saved.
Amen.
By grace, I am saved. 2:5. By grace, I am saved. That is in brackets, it says, right? Yeah. By grace, you are saved. By grace you are saved. So when your faith appropriated with Christ, the quickening which happened in the grave of Jesus happened inside. How many of you feel that quickening in your spirit today? That's your healing. Lift your hands and say praise the Lord. You feel quickened in your spirit? You feel quickened? Go ahead, give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. By grace you are saved. By grace we are saved. You are going to be saved from every attack of the enemy in Jesus' name. You are going to be saved from all the sinful addictions in Jesus' name. Pornography cannot stand against you. Hallelujah. All the yogic activities, all the other activities, witchcraft activities cannot stand in front of you. Why? You are quickened together with Christ.
Amen.
Seated in heavenly places. That's what it says, isn't it? Verse 6. And had... What is it? Raised us. What's that? What's it? Raised? Whom? Us. Up. Everybody say up.
Up.
No, Pata Karan cannot come and put me down. I'm already up. Hallelujah. Everybody lift your hands and say, I'm already up. You think so? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That should come out. Hallelujah. I am up already. And made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So Jesus is sitting there. We will soon be in heaven. Because Jesus is sitting there, we know that He will also sit there. We are in fact sitting there.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody said praise the Lord.
Praise.
So we are declared righteous. It's my prayer that your loved ones will experience this grace.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That you will stand by faith into this grace. I welcome you, friends. Let nothing corrupt you. Let your faith be revealed. Amen?
Amen.
By faith, Abraham left his land. By faith, Noah built an ark. By faith, Abel offered a sacrifice. By faith, Shraddha, you have to fill in the blanks. By faith, Samiksha, married Shraddha. No. By faith, something else should happen. By faith, Stari married with Ashwin and produced children. No, something else should happen. By faith, hallelujah. No. Can't say no, please go. By faith, what is your record of faith?
Hallelujah.
By grace, number 1, we are saved. Number 2, by grace, we are given gifts. Spiritual gifts. Everybody say spiritual gifts. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Hallelujah. Let's come to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Hallelujah. 5 to 7. Are you noting it now for these verses? See, you won't get it anywhere, man. Brothers, you won't get it. If you go to any other place, you will not get about grace what we are teaching here today. Because you are here today, one pastor said, he didn't like preaching at all. So what he said? Do you all know what I am going to preach? So everybody said, no. Why should I preach? You don't know what I am preaching. Next week he came and said, do you know what I am going to preach? Yes. If you know, why should I preach? Some people are like that. May your tube bulb inside of you light. Hallelujah. So by grace we are given gifts. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4 onwards we read. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
So Paul is thanking the church of Corinth that for the grace of God which is given by Christ Jesus, that in everything. Everything.
Everything.
How many of you got some things in your life? You got some things?
Yes.
Some things we put Jesus here only Sunday. Do our service, that's all. What he says is everything. In your work, in your travel, in your journey, in your children keeping, in your cooking, in your dancing, in your whatever. Hallelujah. In everything, you are enriched by him in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in your big words, so that you come behind in no gift. Everybody say, coming behind, you will not come behind in any gift. You will not be a person, a giftless person. I was so happy from Hazaribagh. I was thinking about God's grace. You're praying beautifully there. Keyboard. Hazaribagh, Jharkhand. The grace of God came. You said your dad is a pastor. You're going to shake India by God's grace. Amen. From Isaac, dear Moses. The eyes of the Lord through all these servants, we see the grace of God shining on you. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. May the Lord. So, that was the gifts which were tuning for the Master. What is the gift that you are tuning for the Master? What is the gift that you have? Think about it. That you may not come behind in any spiritual gift. The grace of God gives you gift. Some people are very thirsty to pray. If they sit down to pray, even if there is an earthquake, they will not move. You know what is that? I'm talking about. Some people without quake also, they will go, oh. They will quake the earth by their snoring. That's not the gift. Some people who are gifted, they just sit down to pray. They just, 1 hour, revolve around pastor and sheep. God bless them, strengthen them, give them resource, give them strength. They're feeding us, they're doing all the things. Bless them, Lord, strengthen them, Lord. That is gift. That's what he said. Some people are gifted in singing. They come to the church, they sing out. Some people are gifted in organizing. Sadly, what has happened is all these gifts are used by whom? All these gifts are used by? Pastor, I have no skills, nothing. I pray that you will have the grace to know the gifts you are in.
Amen.
Some people have the gift of prophetic gift. Gift of prophecy. One day I went to Sujo's house where there he was staying, Ramaya College there in Mathikere. When he got married, Jeetu asked him, it seems, why you want to go that far away? There's a church here. But he was persistent and he still coming. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
People come, people go, that's not my business. They are all here. So, one day I was praying. Suddenly I asked him, who is this Nagesh? Pastor, how do you know him? I said, no, I don't know. When I prayed, I got this name, Rakesh. No, he's my manager. He's giving a lot of trouble. I said, you're coming out in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And he came out and he got the testimony 2-3 weeks. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
One dear family came for an anniversary. For our church anniversary, they had a big problem. I said, in 3 days' time. Not for my posting, please. No. Satish Kumar and I am Ashley Kumar. Okay. Now, they came three. I said, you are Ashley Benjamin. Now, they came crying, Pastor, we paid the money. They are not writing their land. Very verse for us. I said, 3 days, two things God is going to help.
God is going to show.
Because that happens in the realm of prayer. You get the gift suddenly. You think what God is. See, not everything that you see is God showing you. No. Without calling on him, he will not show you. Some people sit like this. One person told to Shiva, I see a girl baby in your room. She came and told me, it's a girl. Somebody told me. I said, first of all, gender determination is wrong in India. My God will not work against the rules and regulations of man. I would have accepted this prophecy probably in USA or UK. But thank God I got away. See, these people who see either girl or boy, sometimes it will come. Understand what I mean? What is the probability of a miss? 50%. So if 50% 100%, I am a prophet. These Chota Buddha prophets and all are not prophets. You sit in God's presence. You seek the word of God. See, friends, I brother Moses asked me, Pastor, did you go to any Bible college? Did you study in SAPs? I didn't say, I said, no, any BC. I studied in Karunia University. But I went behind the men of God, pure men of God who taught the true word of God. Their mantle fell upon me. That's all I knew. Today also I'm passionate. If I'm passionate about something, I like to take the briefcases of the men of God. I like it. It's not because something anointing is permeating from them. Some people I have seen going to the graveyards and lying down. Catherine Coleman's graveyard and pulling the power. No power, only spirit, evil powers are coming. They are telling these theologies, you know, going into big men. It's not there. Power comes when you sit in that hall of yours and ask the Lord, Lord, show me, and God will show you. That is spiritual gift. Nobody should go and say, I am a prophet, hey, prophet, I am a prophet. Come, you are going to do this, that. That's not prophecy. It's not prophecy. Forgive me if you have a wrong. Unless you are willing to pay the price, unless you are opening your Bible, all your prophecies are nataks. You do not submit to a man of God. It's all a natak. You do not submit to the humble authority of God's word. Whatever you see is from the enemy. Don't get me wrong, friends. This is the truth. So we need to have that. Paul is telling that when I come, I will give you some spiritual gifts. Today, there is an environment of spiritual gifts inside this place, ready to be active in your life. Lift your hands and say, by grace. Paul says to Timothy, I wanted to come so that I might impart some spiritual gift to you. I cannot give money to you today, but I can give you some spiritual gifts. Because when we learn God's word together, there is that atmosphere of creating and imparting the gifts of God in your life. Suddenly it's awake. Then you go and sit before Bahubali. You know what is Bahubali? Nobody knows what is Bahubali. Big boss. You know how many Tamilians are the big boss? He has taken many Tamilian statements. Friends, your gift will only thrive in prayer. Your gifts will only thrive in prayer. Your gifts will grow in prayer. Rooted in God's word. So your gift should be rooted in God's word. It will grow in the atmosphere of prayer. So by grace we are given gifts. Romans 12, 3 to 6. I will just give you some gifts which we have seen in the Bible. Romans chapter 12. Are you writing it down? A special blessing about people who are taking the notes in Jesus' name. This week you will be fundamental phenomenon. Others, little less of you. 12, 3 to 6. For I say, through the grace given unto me. How? Through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. How does that happen? When Vijay Kumar comes. No, to respect. You're calling me to eat chicken biryani in your house. I wanted mutton biryani. So that's not the right way. I should think him as my own brother. That's a great grace of God. I'm pastor serving you. But that doesn't mean you can come pastor. I want to put you as a grown man. You play politics, I know bigger politics. I am communist fellow. I am a communist in Kerala. No industry has come up there because of our group. Hallelujah. Don't try to set up industries with me. Old men will come back. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, not to think himself more highly than he ought to think. Humbly use the gift of God. When you are given a keyboard, don't do air Roman then. You know, I'm bigger than air Roman. No, no, you do use your gift for the glorification of God's name. Amen. To think soberly. Everybody think soberly. Come, you think, you take your place, you do what, you know what to do. According to, as God has dealt every man, the measure of faith. So, the gift of grace is given to you as the measure of faith. So, you cannot separate both of these together. The more faith you have, the more gifts will be operating in you. Somebody said, praise the Lord. So, for as many have members in one body, and all members have not the same office. The next one. So, we being many are one body in Christ. So, we are all one body in Christ. So, if Shankari has a hurt, it hurts me. Because why? We are one body in Christ. And every one members one of another. So when Yuvraj is going to a tough time, it's like this. When our body, yesterday I had a bad headache. How was your body after playing? Evening it manifested for me. I was very happy. You were okay, brother? Arki was okay. Strong. That's why you're EMF leader. Evening I said, Shiva, do something. My head is paining, my feet is paining. Now we played a good volleyball and volleyball and football. Very good match we had. Yuvraj and I was all guns blazing. So now when the headache comes, what is the head telling? Hey, take care of me here. Whatever I try to do, nothing will. So immediately she gave in. I do not take medicines like that. And I told her, I know there's one killer which you use. Give me that. Ibuprofen. It kills you fully. It shuts down. So she said, you know what does this do? It goes to the brain. I said, so I'm eating under and it will go to the brain. Good logic. The matre, the gulika, the tablet goes inside. And what does it do? Travels. But it worked. 5 minutes. That pain got subsided. Don't eat too much ibuprofen. Okay, but goodness. So, when one member suffers, the whole body, if you go to a mega church, nobody knows what you're suffering, where you're going, nothing. In small churches like us, whatever you go through, everybody will know. That's a problem. So, choice is yours. Hallelujah. But we are thankful when we function according to God's word. Hallelujah. So, gifts according to the grace that is given to us. Where the prophecy, number one, prophecy according to the grace, according to the proportion of faith. Sometimes I may prophesy, some people come and stand before me, pray for me, sometimes nothing will come, right? Proportion of faith is not either that fellow's problem or my problem, I do not know, but prophecy will not come. So it depends on the environment where you come. You come with lot of thirst, this message will make sense to you, otherwise you will say it's a boring message. You will not have any grace for this week. Hallelujah. So according to faith, grace is given. And according to the proportion of faith, you have to prophesy. So in that environment, when today she was telling arthritis, why? It was the environment of faith there. No, normally we will not say that. It was faith suddenly came upon her. Hallelujah. I told her, go and pray. Because it was all impromptu, you know. She was like looking at me, you want lunch or no? Anyway, I know I'm going to get lunch tonight. You go and pray. And suddenly arthritis and, you know, people who are here. It's like that. So, proportion of faith. According to the proportion of faith, we minister. Next, ministry. Let us wait on our ministry. He that teacheth on teaching. He that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Next one. Let love be without deceit. So these are some spiritual gifts. Everybody say these are spiritual gifts. So which gifts you have? Tick, tick. Put a checkbox in. Can you have everything? You can have everything. But if you have all of them, please come to me. Seriously, without my knowledge you are here, I never knew. So, I want to know seriously if there are some gifts which are moving in the church without my knowledge. Amen. Hallelujah. So by grace we are given gifts of God. Third, by the grace of God, our poverty is removed. Richness comes inside our life. I'm not telling prosperity theology. Now don't stone me telling prosperity theology and all. But God's grace will reflect on your bank account. Say praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's come to 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 9. 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 9. I'm not telling you will overtake Ambani and become the richest man. May you become so. I know who I have.
Amen.
Somebody from Shelter House, then all our problems will be. Brother, please. Brother, please. Hallelujah. When you come in your kingdom, then the thief said, who? Who was crucified? Jesus, when you come in your kingdom, remember, God remembered him. Immediately, if there is anybody who is fighting with Ambani, when you come in your kingdom, remember me. Hallelujah. But God will make sure, God will make sure that your needs are met when the grace of God comes. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. Hallelujah. It says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, everybody say, though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that through his poverty might be rich. Hallelujah. Grace of God moves in your bank accounts too. Now, I'm not telling you, in a moment, give for Psalm 91 to come to pass, give $91. And there are false teachings. When you give to the Lord, how many of you are thankful for your bank accounts? How many of you have sealed it with Aadhaar? Be very thankful. More thankful you are, Modi will not take it away from you. If you are more thankful, it will come to you. It will come to you. Come what may, the rule is. Hallelujah. The accelerator will direct everything at source. That without your knowledge, it's going. Have you ever looked at the TDS which is going? Huh? No, some people have. That's why some people are in that company which they are. Some people have whatever comes. See, 1,50,000 you have ATCC deduction. ATC deduction. What is ATC deduction? Pastor should tell everything, that's why. Take some life insurance policy, whatever money you pay that, you won't pay the tax. So that comes to you. So involved in some so health and medical. May nobody be in the hospital in Jesus' name. Amen. Then there is this principal and interest component of the house. So you are paying like 50,000 for a house or 18,000 according to the caliber which you have, 20,000. Now whom are you giving it to? To one ready girl who has given you the house. But when you get a house, you are paying your rent, and if you have, see, if both of you are earning, say, 50,000 rupees, husband and wife, 50,000, and you are getting a house for, don't go for, when you get 50,000 only, don't go for a 1 crore house. That's not faith, that is foolishness. Okay? That is very, very dangerous. So, 50,000 rupees, go for a house where 25,000 you can pay in. That's my understanding, brother. More details, brother Vince and Marky and all are there. They are all experience learned, and this is what I feel. What I'm trying to do is, if suddenly, like what happened in my house, that one day in Infosys, my wife said, I'm not going to work, I put in my paper. What did you say? Come back again. No, you said, yeah, that was just a consolation, but you took it so seriously, and she came, and by God's grace, we survived through that phase. Now, even if one person lifts the brake button or accelerator, you should be able to sustain, move ahead. God has given you wisdom. Come on, don't have faith and all these things. Some people say, Pastor, I want a good garden in my house with swing and aeroplane. Helipad should come. What is your salary, brother? 25,000. Now, what should I pray for? Friend, grace of God is given. I pray that you will lack nothing in your life as by faith you stand in this grace. Amen. New ways will be opened. New grace will be given. Like how Jesus, when he had to pay tax, he didn't have money. I think that Judas fellow was not giving that time also to Jesus. So he said, go fish and take that coin from the fish mouth. May you have some fish which has some thing in their mouth. May it correctly get into your mouth. So today when you cut the fish, look at that, okay? Carefully cut. Hallelujah. Amen. Whatever will be, your needs will be taken care of when you come to the grace. Lift your hands and say, by grace, my needs are met. Hallelujah. My needs are met. Your hospital visits are cancelled in Jesus' name. Your police station and government offices visits are cancelled in Jesus' name. Somebody said, grace on my bank accounts, grace on my finances, grace on my wealth, by the grace of God. Why? He became poor, that you might enjoy the till. You might lie down on that curlon and sleep forever. No. Get out of that curlon, kneel down on your ground and say, Lord, thank you. And grace will be given in your, hallelujah. May you have promotions in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All your yerinkifying, in Tamil, is a yerinkifying. Hallelujah. Means which you are, you want to just bring, come out. May you find that grace this week in Jesus' name. Somebody shake it out and say, praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Grace of God in your salary. Grace of God in your bank account. May the grace of God bring your own house according to the proportion of faith which you have in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. By grace, we are rich. That's why the Bible says in Acts chapter 4 and verse 34. This is my prayer for all of them in our church. Acts 4 and verse 34. Hallelujah. Neither was there any among them that lacked. There was no one among them that lacked. They had everything in plenty. Last week, hallelujah, we had all the goodness of the Lord. Especially we are thankful for Gia's life. Where is she? She's there. Hallelujah. All of them, hallelujah, came. She got good gifts. And hallelujah, I was thinking, my birthday, my mother never allowed me to say, one birthday I will cut you off. And I will go, some good friends were there of me, they would make okay and by jumping into neighbor's fences. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now it's very much needed to be rooted, you know. Not that people are making you as a princess. I told her, dear, you are not a princess. You are a normal, poor pastor's daughter. Yeah, okay. You want Rapunzel on your cape, you are not Rapunzel. Okay, I give you an excuse that you are a child. But you are not Rapunzel and there is no character like Rapunzel. And she was blessed by... Now you are also inside the scheme of things, dear daughter. The one is coming up. I will preach at home, I will preach in my church. Amen. You better hear it. Hallelujah. Acts 4 and verse 34, there was nobody who lacked anything. You will have everything which is according to your need. Number 4, by the grace of God, you are given a ministry. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 10. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 10. It says, the Bible says, Paul says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. The grace of God gives you ministry. That doesn't mean tomorrow you should come and say, Pastor, I got a revelation. Next Manappuram office building, I am going to start a ministry. That is not the grace of God which I am talking about. The grace of God will give you ministry opportunities. Like Brother Vijay Kumar's testimony. Who is that person? Hallelujah. Amen. All the mobile in what mode? PM Modi mode. What is that? All CM. Asked me somebody in one railway station took a picture of a person who looked like our Prime Minister. And they put it in the Twitter. Immediately that fellow was caught and put in jail. Defaming our Prime Minister. I didn't defame anybody. Put in flight mode. Amen. So, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Look at verse 8, 9. For I am the least of the apostles, that I am not made to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. He's telling, I'm working like anything. I'm also not called an apostle. Now, there's some problem with this apostle thing. I can call myself an apostle. It's my prerogative. But in the Bible, it says apostles means the 12 whom God decides. Okay? Others all are
side apostles. The main apostles are only 12. Anyone who is sent, the word apostle means sent one. So when I go to a village and start a ministry, I'm sent by God. I can in all right say I'm an apostle, but I am not worthy to be there. That's what Paul is also telling here. Do I give a scriptural basis here? Now what is Paul telling here? I am the least of the apostles, that I am not meet. Let's look at NIV. What does NIV say? Anybody in the NIV? 15 in verse 9.
For I am the least of the apostles. I do not even deserve to be called an apostle.
I do not deserve to be called an apostle. That's that. Some people say, you know who I am? I am apostle King Kong Kong. King Kong Kong, only 12 apostles are there. Is it clear to you?
Yes.
Paul is also telling, I am not even worthy. Who is Paul? That's the reason we are here. Okay? Paul is telling, I am not worthy to be called an apostle, but I understand the word being called apostle. I am sent one. I am the least of all apostles. I am having a ministry. I persecuted the church of God. I no way deserve to be called an apostle. But by the grace of God, I am who I am. If you are a Sunday school teacher, do it with all your goodness. Hallelujah. If you are involved in women's ministry, do it with the grace of God. If you are given a ministry, hallelujah, in the church, do it with all sincerity. And that is the reflection of God's grace on your life. Amen. Pastor, I am here, but I don't have any ministry. I pray that you will get a ministry.
Amen.
Something you can do, some things which you can do is, share the glory to you. Share the thoughts which are shared across the forums. You can be an evangelist. That's an evangelical calling. You're just sharing the goodness of God. Today what you can do is have you written down notes, and suddenly your parents call from there. You say, hey, you know what my pastor spoke today? Yeah, this is what. Hey, really, there's a verse. Many people are telling King Kong Kong, Apostle King Kong Kong in our church. And now, we are not telling anything against those Apostle King Kong Bundies. But what we are trying to tell you is, hallelujah, apostles are the 12 which God has chosen. Hallelujah. And when you go to a place, you have the apostolic mantle on you, and be very, if you say I am apostle, be very kind enough to say I am not even worthy to be called an apostle, because you place yourself in the pedestal of those wonderful, wonderful men of God. But by the grace of God, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. So when you are given a ministry in the church, say a Sunday school ministry, do it with passion. Doing a worship ministry, do it with passion. Circle leading ministry, do it with passion. Circle attending ministry, that's also ministry, circle attending. Do it with passion. Praying in the circles, hosting the circles. Hallelujah. It's all ministry. So when we are a part of ministry, that receives, that reflects the grace of God in your life. If you are not having any ministry in the church, make it a prayer, Lord, that I want a ministry. I want to be a part of the ministry. There are many ministries, no? In the church? How many of you know? Many, many ministries are there. EMF. What is EMF? Epaphras Men's Fellowship. Something beautiful, Women's Fellowship. Dorcas Homemakers Club. Vessels of Honor, the youth ministry. That is requiring some hand, some support for our friend Samisha. He's crying out to me many times. He sees me, but inside he's crying out to me. I understand that. I will ask him what is happening there, so he will not speak anything. Like how he stands before Shraddha, he stands before me. And I said, brother, I understand, but I have a great burden. If at all there's a big burden about something, it's for the youngsters. The VOH, the Sunday school ministry, the prayer ministry, hallelujah. The my time. My time, you know what is it? I'm telling you, I will give you money from the church account. If you see a need in any place, like any place where you have, and if you think one tailoring machine can help the work of God there, we are ready to support. So anybody can be in my time. We have the outreach ministries, we have the inreach ministries, we have the discipleship program, we have whatever. It's all there in the church. Some people, what they do, they will sneak outside the church. That is not ministry. You are bringing problems unto yourself. We will give you all ministry opportunities. You say you are an evangelist and you become like Reinhard Bonnke. I have no problem. Fly anywhere. But from the church, you should be ordained and sent. That's the proper mandate, proper way. Anyone who has been, when I took the ministry, Pastor David Ferguson took me, he asked me to come to Coimbatore, they all laid their hands on me and Shiva and sent us.
That's all, we are left alone here. That was only 10 where they stood around and left us. You go, do the work of God. And we are doing the work of the Lord. We are happy. But that's the proper way. When the men of God lay their hands, ministry is given. Hallelujah. So today, I pray that you will go back and evaluate if the grace of God is in your life. The grace of God gives you ministry opportunities. Number 5, the grace of God works, gives you a passion. Now what does Paul say here in verse 10? But I labored more abundantly. Say more abundantly. More abundantly. Now in the scheme of things, I have seen, you know, we have divided the departments. We have seen a lot of things, differences, changes happening in the church. For example, today something beautiful. There are some loopholes which we can plug in. Like, you know, that if that audio was working well, fantastic. Now, if you look at the root of the problem, there was a brother who was in charge of that. What happened? He just left it there. Then put the wife here and left. So our wife, she's carrying, we have to take care of her. Hallelujah. Can I tell, hey, Mrs. Wife, sorry, Mrs. Audio, put the jack. We cannot say. One brother was the audio charge. So he went. Suddenly what happened? We got the problem. Now, laboring more abundantly means, what does it mean? So if there was a proper setup made up, let's accept it. Now, if there was a setup like, you know, I'm going outside, I will give you a run through, you should have. So streaming is seamless. That is going the extra mile, doing the things. It's just a small example I'm telling you. Don't go and tell, you know, pastor hinted you. Go and see in the live stream. Go in the YouTube. It's there. You and your brothers, you all eat good mutton biryani. I know you have gone for some marriages. Eat well. Remember me once in a while. But laboring more abundantly means putting your whole, the whole self into it and devoting it. Now, we don't maintain accounts there. I am doing this much. I will clean the church. Somebody else should mow. That entered in your corporate culture. If nobody is doing, what we will do? That is more abundant. Today a gate was not opened. We are looking, I am standing there. Brother Winston is coming out. There is a it was open and I went. Then by the time, all the cars are parked in the corridors. Now I cannot do anything. So people who come in the morning should open the gate. So these are all things. So laboring more abundantly means it gives you that extra insight on what to do. Yesterday, Brother Moses came. I told them that they have to lead the worship, so they came. I said, you come one day earlier, so that I know if you come today morning, things will not work well. So come earlier. And he said, Pastor, one thing, the operational specifics of this Tyros, who has to say, you know? I have to say. Who has to say? Pastor, because I am the only one. But I told them. That's why they prayed here today. Amen. So Pastor is an all-rounder. He knows carpentry, he knows UPS, he knows where the key is there, he knows the water is leaking. Every Sunday after the church is over, I try Shraddha Samiksha. Please, Brother Mark, please go and see whether the tap is open. Because you know what? One day in our ministry, I remember this tap overflew and water came fully here. We didn't know. I don't know, there was some, what you say, we started the ministry and it was an attack of the enemy to kill me, in fact, that's what I would say. Because there was some blockage in the drain, and what happened is the small water drops came, and this entire place was like flood, like the Chennai flood, you know. We never knew. We closed the shutter and went. I get a call after 2 days from the person who they had, there was a computer station down. Suddenly they are feeling showers of blessing coming all the way. And they are thinking, from where is the showers of blessing coming there? UPS is going off, electricity is going, suddenly they turn. What is happening? Nothing is happening. Hey, you won't believe, friends, the battery inverter was there. If I touched the water, it was shocking. The shock was coming. Somehow, when they were all screaming behind me, I said, in Jesus' name, I ran and went. Closed the tap, and then I had to do a lot of things to my life. That's why I'm telling, we are extra careful. So, laboring more. It's not you, but who does it? The grace. That's what it says, no? But I labored more abundantly than all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. That is just a small thing. But laboring for the Lord is going to villages, going to towns, declaring the good news, doing whatever you can. Laboring more abundantly is not you, but the grace of God. That passion is called the grace of God. Do you think I'm having little passion? May you see some passion. If I'm not having passion, may you have a passion. Now grace works in the ministry. It's not I, but the grace of God that was working in you. The grace of God that is working in you. Sixth, grace of God is able to build us up. Two more points only. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Grace of God is able to build us up. Acts 20 and verse 36. Acts 20 and verse 36. Hallelujah. 20 and verse 32. Sorry, 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all that which are sanctified. Verse 33, it's a very favorite of mine. I have coveted no man silver or gold or apparel. Yea, you yourself know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. So, then it goes on there. But verse 32 is very important. I commend you to God and to the word of His grace. Everybody say, word of His grace. So today you are receiving the word of His grace. What does the word of the grace do? It builds you up. You are being built today. You are being built to face the situations and the challenges that this week will have. You do not know. You do not know what the next moment holds for you. But the word of God knows. Hallelujah. But the Lord knows. And what does the word of grace do? The word of grace builds us up and gives us an inheritance. Everybody say, inheritance. Lift your hands and say, I shall have my inheritance. I shall have my inheritance. No enemy shall come near and take my inheritance. I shall have my inheritance. May you receive an inheritance. May you be built by the grace of God. Hallelujah. You know how Paul preached? Because we went to this passage, this is out of what you say, beyond the syllabus, what we are speaking, but you can look at how you need to serve the Lord. Acts 20 and verse 19, serving the Lord with all humility of mind. What's that? Verse 19. Some worship leaders these days, we see, they look here and then, and we say, hello, how are you? Well, I'm very fine. Can you give me a date? I'm in Malaysia, that day, I cannot come. Me and Sheba, we need the worship. Friends, how we should serve the Lord? With the humility of mind. Serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptations which be fed by me by lying in wait. I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you. I have showed you all and taught you publicly from house to house. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, that is homework for you. You can go and read Acts chapter 20. It's a wonderful sermon of Paul. Amen. And the last thing, you all know 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 9. When I talk about grace, what is the one verse that comes to your mind? What is the one grace that comes to your mind? Through Christ who strengthens me, that's not grace. I want. When I talk about grace, my grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. Thank God for the enlightenment on Brother Nambi. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All of others were darkened. I don't know. You're hungry or? My grace is sufficient. 2 Corinthians 12 9. Can we read? Brother, can you enjoy? Can you just come and play some chemo? We just. Now, what is happening here in 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 9? Paul was given a thorn in the flesh. Many people say it is a physical infirmity. Some people say it's an enemy that came behind it. But whatever it be, this thorn in the flesh humbled him because he had a lot of revelations. Say revelation. You know, some people, when they go, they have revelation after revelation. You have known those people? If you go with Brother Dr. Jabrak Samuel, we may have him for our fasting prayer. Revelation after revelation. Some people, men of God are like that. They will keep on revealing things to you. One moment. My mother-in-law is like that. The daughters speak only shopping to her. But if I get her, I will say it like this. And then she will start. You know, revelations after revelations. But Paul's revelation was exceeding any human strength. I do not know whether I was in my body or but I know the man in Christ was taken to paradise. And I heard something which is not utterable. And God probably said to him, don't speak it out because it's too hard for people to handle. So some people say Paul had a bigger revelation than John in Revelation because that means God. What Paul heard and saw in heaven, he withheld from us. He said, you know that? Just read that. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 2. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body, I cannot tell. Whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth.
Those are some phenomenal moments that you have with your God. That's what made these people wonderful. You know, see, if I tell you to come for a fasting prayer, you can't cross the circuit board signal. Correct? Let's be frank. Yeah. But they are also men like that. They saw the Lord. Graham Staines. We are all looking for on-site offers to go to the land of our dreams. Land of America, land of my dreams. Under Trump, I will be dumb. And you go there and you say, Pastor, I am blessed. Praise the Lord, may you be blessed. But what made Graham Staines to leave the Australian Sydney Harbour, came to Mayurbhanj district in Orissa, went for a jungle camp. The cruel people did not even allow. I always think sometimes when I have problems in the church, it's nothing. Yeah, how many of you know pastors have problems? You know? Then I go into that night. Probably it's the spirit which takes me to that night. I don't know. We see the pictures. Graham Staines, had two children lying on a van because they were tired. The cruel people came and closed the door. We have children, don't we? I still remember that day when we were in a convention and a wonderful man of God spoke about this. We all cried. Probably when the flames came in that jeep, the two boys must have clung on to the father and said, Father, why us? Some people say that they try to jump out of the van. But these cruel people with the sticks put him inside. Put the small children inside. They could not come out. They became martyrs for the word of God. Friends, I don't know whether this makes sense to you. But we are standing in that pure ground. That holy ground. India. He had to come from Australia. And on that funeral, Gladys, the wife of, I'm talking about what we saw. There are many things which we do not know. The men of God went through trials and tribulations. And she said, I am not angry with the men who burned my husband. If a mother has to say that, that's the grace of God. Shall we raise the Lord's name? Friends, we are one body. Let's not look at accounting here and there. And God said to Paul, Paul says, I should not be puffed up because that revelation was so puffing up revelation. God gave him a thorn in the flesh. And Paul said, Lord, take this thorn away from me. What did God say? My grace is sufficient for you.